This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friday, the 6th of July, on the DJV program, it is our job to make you feel good or to have you sort of tuned in to what it is that maybe is good. And then with a little balance here and there, we present you with the day, a picture of the day. Jennifer Horn is here, picturesque as she is. Victoria Keelan is picture perfect. Kara Schillen is the picture of wonderfulness. All of us here, and I'm just a picture, in a manner of speaking. So it's Friday, time for us to wrap up the week with an overview of some of the trending items that today is all about. Victoria, where do we start?
Well, the situation in Thailand in that cave where the boys' soccer team is, that's becoming more and more complicated. And yesterday afternoon, an ex-Navy SEAL who's from Thailand had volunteered to help the rescue mission, and he died on his way exiting the cave. He had gone underground about 1.2 miles, and he was attempting to... he had dropped off some oxygen tanks, and on his way back out, something went wrong, and he died. And they're waiting for an autopsy to see if he had passed out while he was, you know, en route back to the command center. But he was only 38 years old, and he was a triathlete, and the family and friends are wondering what went wrong. They said he was extremely fit. He exercised every day. He had been very concerned about the boys in the who were stuck in the cave, had been there from the beginning. It's been 2 weeks now that the boys have been trapped, and so... It's getting more and more complicated. Another representative from the Thai Navy SEALs said that if they don't figure out a way very quickly to get these boys and their coach out, that the situation may be dire.
And all right, so seems... what sort of help is being provided by other countries, namely America? What I've seen in some of the video and pictures, people who are obviously Americans or Europeans who are there, what sort of other expertise? You don't expect... Thailand to have the best of everything, or maybe even the best of anything. So yeah. What other international help is there for aid?
Elon Musk offered to send them tools for digging from the Boring Company, or tools to help pump out the water. I don't know if they'll need his help or how fast he'll be able to get it over there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he's got some of the best technology, I'm sure, in the world, and also a ton of money. Yeah. So I hope that he's able to help them.
Right,
and
so
they
then,
say that it takes even the most experienced divers up to 5 hours to swim through the jagged, narrow channels from where the boys are to the safety outside. And that's how long it takes.
What in the world were they doing? You got to dig more into this. This coach of the team has drawn some fire for bringing them down there in the first place. What kind of a mess. He's 25 years old, this fellow. And authorities say that he took the boys after a game, and after they got there, there was a lot of rain. Thailand has lots of rain. It's a very humid climate, so he evidently didn't know the weather forecast or didn't know what happened down there. Not clear to me whether he'd ever been there before or how much he really knew about this location.
And that's certainly a question a lot of people are asking,
Yeah,
I mean, they're
right.
A mile down. That's just, it's crazy.
Yeah. And they would follow him anywhere because he was their coach and they respected him. So probably, especially given the fact they were young teenagers, 11 to 16, they're not going to ask too many questions.
I'm sure it seemed cool. They were spelunking.
Yeah.
I'm sure it seemed like a really great idea at the time.
The head coach said he would not have done this. This is the assistant coach that brought them down there. But why... Were they going, why,
Yeah, I just wonder, was this a, where was this cave? Is it in some kind of public park? Is it just a random cave that the guy found and he was like, hey, let's go down here, sounds fun? Because I can't imagine that if people knew it was this jagged and that hard to get in, that it would be open to the public.
And at some point, when you're walking in and you're going and you see how jagged and narrow everything is, don't you turn around and say, maybe this isn't the smartest idea?
But remember,
and then the storm clouds move in. Come on.
But we're talking about things from our perspective. I have found in traveling around the world that people in many locations are very naive. They don't think, we think one way, and people in developing countries like this just don't think the same way we do. They don't. And under the circumstances, this is the sort of thing. I guess the best way of the word I come up with is naivete. They're just naive about things and don't give it as much thought or think about repercussions. And so these sorts of things happen.
Yeah, so right now, the latest is, as of today, rescue teams have been pumping millions of liters of water out of the cave. But for some reason, yesterday, they had a setback, and some of the water went back into the cave. So that was one thing. They have more rain forecast for this weekend. Now, it's July, so we're getting into Thailand's monsoon season, and that runs from July to October. So that's also not great. Then they say that the rescue is further complicated by the lack of oxygen inside the tunnel. And now the Thai Navy SEALs said today that oxygen levels are down to 15%. So they have an air hose that's been installed to pump air inside the cave, but, you know, to ensure that the levels don't fall below 15%. But that's not great. And they also say that each dive through the submerged tunnels takes the dive team 11 hours round trip from the command center to where the boys actually are. I hope all of this works out. This just seems like this is not getting any better.
It defies explanation. Yeah. Other children in the news, Health and Human Services estimating there are 3,000 children who may have been separated from their parents that are in the custody of our government along the border. It's 1,000 higher than the department said were there a couple of week or so ago. 100 children are under the age of 5. Number refers to children who may have been separated from their purported parents who were taken into DHS custody for having crossed illegally. So the parents in custody and then the children. And they have concerns, so they say, for the safety of the children. So now there are a lot of deadlines. Remember, this week or last week, the judge ordered the government...
A lot of court stuff happening, right?
Yeah, right,
trying
exactly.
to figure out how to extend deadlines and things like that. The thing that I don't understand, this is not me being sarcastic or anything, I just don't understand how, when they're trying to reunite everybody now using DNA testing, and DNA testing companies like 23andMe and Ancestry, they're donating DNA kits. But the thing that I don't understand is why don't they identify the people when they separate whether it's the father or the mother coming across the border, and then they separate that person from the child or children? Why don't they just put ID bracelets on them, like hospital bracelets?
Because a lot of times those people are using kids that aren't really theirs, and it's part of the child smuggling aspect of all of this.
Okay.
That many people, and this is what is so complicated. You know, we look at this kind of through a pure lens that, oh no, we're separating all of these people, and well, a lot of times people use kids as a free ticket, as a golden ticket into the country. So you've got to make sure that they actually belong together, because you could just be making the problem worse if you start sending kids with people that really aren't their families. And these kids are so scared, they'll say, oh yeah, this is my dad, or this is my uncle, or whatever it is. It's pretty sad.
So that's something I hadn't even thought about, Jennifer, that they're playing.
That's why I was wondering why
we're
is
getting
it
played here.
Yeah, and why are we using DNA kits? It just seemed like, you know, you slap an ID bracelet on somebody, like, you know, you're in a hospital and they scan it, and it just seemed sort of like, okay, well, why wouldn't they do that? Because there are some actual families that are separated, and then, like Jen said, then there's the duplicitous group as well. So it just, you know, it's
all right.
A mess.
So you got all this horrible stuff about children. How about we turn our attention to the best places in our country for children to live. Well, I suppose best and worst goes together. New Hampshire ranks highest. New Mexico ranks lowest for overall child well-being in our country.
What's it based on, schools or what?
It's, well, it was put to this list put together by the Annie Casey Foundation, which is a group focused on improving the well-being of children. It's called Kids Count, measuring child well-being for all the states. The data is a combination of things, Jennifer. Domains of economic well-being, education, health, family, community references. Does that make sense? 16 different measurements. Death rate, alcohol use, drug use with youngsters, poverty, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Does that make sense? Does that answer your question?
Yes.
What the information is as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the top 10 states, the best places for children to live in the United States. I said New Hampshire was number one, Massachusetts number two, New Jersey three, Minnesota four, Iowa five, Utah six, Connecticut seven, Vermont eight, Nebraska nine, Virginia is 10. And on the other end of the scale, the lowest 10, Arkansas, Alabama, Texas, Oklahoma, Arizona, Alaska, Nevada, Mississippi, Louisiana, and New Mexico.
I'm very surprised by a few on the low end. I'm very surprised
Which
by...
Which Texas?
I'm very
Oklahoma,
surprised by Arizona.
Why?
Right? I don't know. I don't think of Arizona as a state that...
Think about it this way.
Super high on the obesity level. You know, there are certain states that are like Mississippi, and there's always certain states that are very high on the unhealthy, high obesity rates and things like that. I don't think of Arizona or Nevada as two of those states.
Who lives there? There are not a lot of children. First of all, Arizona is a big retirement state. Nevada is a big retirement state.
Yeah.
New Mexico is a big retirement state. So I think that in part would explain that. But mm-hmm. then we get into the same old thinking about the South. Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. I'm surprised that Texas and Oklahoma are that bad. I wouldn't have thought they'd be on the top of the list, but I'm surprised they are that bad, given especially the education. Texas has especially with the progressiveness in four or five of their bigger cities and their state schools, they have a huge and very elaborate and very good, like the Texas A&M system. Texas is, and I'm surprised Texas is on, and I'm kind of surprised Alaska's on there, although they don't spend a lot of money for education in Alaska. Remember, most...
Alaska doesn't surprise me. They have a huge drug problem. Yeah. Alaska is like the heroin capital of the world at this point.
Think
so,
about it.
So I'm not surprised about Alaska, but I guess you're right. The retirement aspect of Arizona and Nevada, I guess I didn't think about that. I think of them as sort of wealthy states in my head, so I guess that's why I didn't think that.
It is surprising, because you do still have enough young families in Arizona, but you're right. By and large, a lot of people go there to retire.
Montana... ranked 10th for family and community, but 46th for health. California ranked 9th for health, but 45th for economic well-being.
Wow.
That doesn't surprise. On both ends of the scale, they're a ridiculous situation. California is going to implode. It can't keep going. Can't possibly keep going the way that it's going.
Just can't.
It's not going to be able to sustain itself. So anyway. The report also showed on nearly all index measures, Black, American, Indian, and Latino children appear to be disadvantaged compared to their white peers. That didn't surprise anybody. 21 after the hour.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Familiar voice, Neil Diamond here on the DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria and I are interested in him and his future, since this year has been a year of endings for him. So it's interesting, if you go back to a 2012 performance at the Greek Theater in L.A., Jennifer, he introduced his immigrant album, America, by paying tribute to his grandmother, who came to our country from Russia in the early part of the 1900s. America came out in 1980 on the soundtrack of The Jazz Singer, became a big hit for Neil Diamond. Following year, made it up to number 8 on the Hot 100. Song featuring on the upcoming double disc set Hot August Night, the 3, comes out next month. Collection is the third sequel to his landmark 1972 double disc set, Hot August Night, which featured a hit version of Cherry Cherry. Came from a series of 10 concerts at the Greek Theater. This was, I think, one of his first. It was like 72. Now, he had some hits in the 60s as well. This guy's been around a long time, and he still, even though he can't get around, he still sounds, he can go into a studio and record stuff. Hot August Night 2 came out in 87. And 2009, Hot August Night Live from Madison Square Garden. This edition of Hot August Night is going to be available as either a standard 2-CD set or a deluxe edition with a concert film culled from his Greek shows in 2012. Wow. It looks like a pretty good. If you like Neil Diamond, I'm kind of warm and fuzzy with him, but he's not one of my favorites. But he's got certainly been a hit maker. He announced earlier this year that he's going to be retiring and being on the road. He said, quote, "I plan to remain active in writing, recording, and other projects for a long time. My thanks go out to my loyal and devoted audiences around the world. This ride has been so good, so good, so good. Thanks to you." Very smart. You got to give thanks and show appreciation for them that's brought you to the party. And so he was good, and people appreciated what he did. So he keeps going. I think it'd be, he's got a lot to offer still. So that's his story. Now moving over to the Charlie Daniels side of the street. Here's a guy who's been around for quite a long time, still continues to perform for troops overseas, contributes to various military organizations, Country Music Hall of Fame member Charlie Daniels, paying tribute to men and women in uniform various ways over his career. His latest endeavor spotlights the appreciation he has. 81 years old. He's performing at the Veterans Impact Celebration in Murfreesboro, Tennessee this week. Sold out fundraiser held to benefit Middle Tennessee State University. Charlie and his wife's Veterans and Military Family Center there. A place that's near and dear, obviously, to his heart. In addition to providing services like job placement, medical care, the center is a place where veterans with like minds and experiences come together. He is seeing the importance of the Veterans Impact Celebration fundraiser through his own conversations with those who've been in service. He said, quote, "I was talking with a veteran the other day about suicide. 22 veterans a day commit suicide. That's totally unacceptable," he said. "It's something that seems like it's been on the back burner by the VA. This guy came pretty close to the edge, and he said, we come home, we've been in action, we've been occupied during doing stuff all the time. Now we're sitting on the couch. The VA fills us full of pills. We have nothing to do. We feel irrelevant." Man, that is so true. So the fundraiser he did this year provided $100,000 to the work of the Daniels Foundation. But it is, it's tragic and unacceptable. We keep saying that, but yet nothing is getting better. It's outrageous. It is. It's damnable. People should be ashamed of themselves. All of us should, for what goes on in these circumstances. 28 past the hour.
Convenience store. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a brand new convenience store opening in your town, and it's there entirely to support your ego. That's right. You get to pick and choose what items you can question and which you want no part of questioning. If the items support what you already believe, then you can pick them up. But if they go against your perspective, then by all means, remember, this is a convenience store. Don't pick up anything that might not fit for you. People tend to love to say, question everything, and then when you question them, oh boy, things change. I say question everything, and especially everything I teach, because I don't want convenient information, and I don't want to pass along convenient information either. I want to get to answers that genuinely teach me about the world and this existence, and I want you to want that too. For ideas that you can hear and question, visit drchristianconti.com.
The Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class, or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hope for the rescue of 12 boys and their soccer coach in Thailand from a waterlogged cave turns to mourning for one of the Navy divers who's died trying to help them. The boys have been trapped now for 14 days. That Thai diver was taking supplies to the team when he passed away of a lack of oxygen. President Trump teasing a friendly crowd at a rally in Great Falls, Montana yesterday about his choice for Supreme Court nominee.
I think you're going to be extremely happy with the selection, right? And they're all great. They're all great. And I want to thank Justice Kennedy for his lifetime of truly distinguished service.
The president scheduled to announce his choice to succeed the retiring Kennedy at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. and this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
God, Victoria, you're so funny. It's 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the Friday get-together. It's the 6th of July, the end of the first full week, Jennifer. The month of
July. I know. What a crazy week with this, the day off during the center. Yeah. And it's just it's weird.
Monday. Today actually feels like Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever. All right, so I was laughing about Victoria.
I don't know what day it is anymore.
Yeah.
Victoria is so funny. When it comes to it, she doesn't realize sometimes. It's like, well, people say that about me. I say stuff, and you guys think I'm funny, and I'm not trying to be funny. It just is. It's funny. And so we're talking about this story. You may have seen something that floated around, and it was actually trending 2 or 3 days this week. This woman who switched her seat on a plane so that two passengers could get together and have a little hoochie-coo. And so I said, you know, because sometimes during the break I'm talking to the ladies about what we're going to next discuss. And I think I said, do you want to talk about that? And after a bunch of hunga bunga lunga back and forth between the three of them, Victoria says, that's just clickbait.
By the way, she didn't say it like that.
Yeah, well, it's not that.
Clickbait. But,
oh, I heard the growling. I heard
it. Yeah, it was there. Okay.
Well, because I just feel like sometimes, well, all the time, you fall victim to
clickbait. Well, you think
clickbait.
I fall for that stuff. Yeah, exactly. I didn't even know what it was until you explained it to me that way. That term I find fascinating. Clickbait. All right, so let's see what we can click onto here. Today is speaking
that
of
story that was trending yesterday. We might as well tell it. I didn't even fully read
it.
I
just told
I didn't think
that's the story.
But there's more to it. Yeah, so basically a woman and her boyfriend were on a
plane.
Loves
this
they
stuff
were
too, by
they
the
were
way,
separated from each other
stuff.
And so she asked someone else to switch places with her so she could sit next to her boyfriend, and she said, "Maybe the guy you sit next to when we switch places will end up being the love of your life." And then I guess from there on that both the new people sitting next to each other were single and they were talking the whole time, and so who knows, maybe. Yeah, so I think they ended up kind of setting them up. But I also, so she live tweeted the whole thing, and I always kind of, when Victoria says clickbait, I always kind of wonder if these things are true or if they just want to get more followers on Twitter, because how are we supposed to know? Yeah, exactly. They want to suck people in and think the whole story is true, and it's a beautiful love on a plane.
But the better thing about it is, even though I've only been around Victoria in the 2 years she's been here, physically, we've only been together twice,
yeah.
But yet I can see that, it's like Jennifer I know so well for so many years, I can see her expressions. That's the beauty. You know, a lot of people who are new to the program, and we have new folks all the time coming in, a couple of new markets I found out yesterday, back in the fold. And so as new people come in, they think that we are all together in the same room, and we are not. We are. This is virtual room. It's a virtual radio room. Kara actually is at the controls in our main studio in Washington at the home of our originating network, Radio America. Victoria is in New York. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. I'm in the farm, on the farm in Massachusetts. But yet, because one of the things that's necessary here is to understand cadence. And if those of you who know what I mean, it is anticipating. It is listening. It is hearing. Sometimes you hear me when one of the ladies is telling a story. Either I'll have a comment or I'll chortle a little in the background. It sounds like I'm interrupting. No, I can hear them. I just am saying things as they go along that sometimes hopefully amplify or at least give some other sense of meaning to the story. But we're all on the same page. We're all basically in our heads in the same place, we just physically are not. So the point of me telling you the story is that when I listen to, and you may be the same, if you look at picture, if you go online to djvshow.com, you can see pictures of all of us. So maybe in your mind, if you're, there are so many people, it's really very interesting and rewarding to have people on Twitter and sometimes Facebook respond to things that we're doing, and they know kind of by listening to us who we all are and what we're about. And so people imagine what our expressions are. And I can see Victoria's expression when she gives me that. It's just that you can, she's got one of those laughs or voices that are very expressive. And so if you know her face, you can see the expression on her face and hear it in her voice. Jennifer is the same way. And Kara actually is very expressive as well, because she has a, all of you, and I say this lovingly, don't take it the wrong way, have big faces. You do.
Unbelievable.
No, you do. You have You have big, nice, okay.
Nice, fat big faces. Head. Is that what, I heard an F.
Yeah.
I heard that coming.
Yeah, all right, let's get to this.
Sorry, fine,
today, well, wait a minute. I want to finish this discussion about what happened on the Love Connection with the fact that today is International Kissing Day. In a survey of 1,000 Americans, the question was asked, how do Americans rate their kissing skills? Let's see here. Good. 32% said good. 28% said great. 23% said amazing.
Oh,
16% okay. And 2% horrible.
Who
all right, so
a horrible kisser?
No, you got to be a good kisser.
Oh,
all right,
I'm
so
the worst.
Jennifer, are you a good, a great, an amazing? Which? How do you describe your kissing?
I don't have any complaints. I think I'm a pretty good kisser.
Okay. How about you, Victoria?
I've never thought about it, honestly, but sure.
Really?
I guess so.
You've never thought about how good a kisser or not? What does Lewis say?
No, I'm always rating the guy. I'm not rating myself.
So how about Lewis? What's his kissing like?
He's a very good kisser.
He's a good kisser. All right. I'm not going to ask Kara because she's not dating anybody now. I don't want her to feel badly.
I'm a sweet little girl. I've never kissed anyone before.
No, really. Sweet 16. I've never been kissed.
Yep.
All right. So how about Jeff? Is he a good kisser or not, Jennifer?
Yeah, he's a good kisser.
Good kisser.
Right. Yeah, that sounded a little... No. Jeff is a consistent kisser. That's what's good
consistent.
About
Consistent. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, because, you know, there's some people that are like, I have dated people who are sometimes either really good or really bad.
Yeah.
Jeff's solid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Consistent is a very funny, funny word.
I actually did, okay, so the reason why I say this is the last person, this is probably way too much information, but the last person I dated could sometimes be, and this is like the same person, I'm not talking about different people, but sometimes, like the first, like when we were first dating, he was a great kisser, and then he got weird, like it was a weird, like, suction kiss, and so...
On your lips or other parts of your body?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
On the lips.
Okay.
Yes. So it's like a vacuum. So what I like about Jeff is that Jeff has always been
vacuum.
Like he's always been a good, solid kisser. Like it, you know.
So you know what to expect every time.
Well, yeah, most of the time. Sometimes there's a little surprise every once in a while, but you know.
I'm going to send him this whole conversation after this and see what he has to say.
I mean, he'd be like, Jeff,
he'd be like, he'd be like, the other guy's a vacuumer. He was. It was so bad. It was like, like turn the switch on.
How about kissing your
out.
Nose or your eyes, your ears or your neck or
oh,
any
yeah,
of the
he's
other.
A total kisser. Just a cuddler.
Really? Okay.
So was Lewis, yeah.
All right, so Americans...
I'm like, okay, enough. I don't really do hugs. I can't stand spooning. Don't even try to talk to me about spooning.
Really?
Oh.
You've never seen me put a spoon on my nose? That's
oh,
what
Lord.
My definition of spooning is. All right, so here's the other side of the turntable here, ranking the worst attributes of a bad kisser. 58% said the worst thing is
vacuuming.
Bad breath.
I think vacuuming should be in there.
Too much tongue, 20%.
Ooh.
Too much teeth, 10%. Not enough tongue.
Clanky teeth.
8%.
I just got weak in the knees. Not in a good way.
Let's see here. How old are you when you have your first kiss? 36% said middle school. 26% said high school. 22% elementary school. 8% between the age of 18 and 20. What was that? I love that. Victoria, that's just classic.
Elementary school.
It always makes me laugh when people are like, I had my first boyfriend in fourth grade. I'm like, no.
I kissed Valerie in the fifth grade.
No, yeah, but I don't count that as a first kiss, though. Like, it was just a little...
2%, 21 to 25, and 1% over 25 or older. And the number of people who have never been kissed, a majority of them are men who are between the ages of 18 and 24.
Ugh.
Wow. That's lousy. Well, that's lousy. It's been a while since I've been kissed.
You've got to put yourself out there, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Get going.
Get out of the basement.
Go.
Put the video games down. Go talk to
them. Yeah. It's not that hard. The worst she's going to say is no.
Jennifer, television report. What do we have?
Yes.
That is,
well,
I watched. You'll be happy to know I watched a couple of episodes I had never seen of Blue Bloods last night. It came
on. How is that possible that there's an episode or
I don't understand these people that keep watching the same episodes over and over and over again. I find Law and Order or Blue Bloods or any of the shows, if it's an episode I haven't seen, I want to watch it. If I haven't seen it, I don't want to watch it.
There you go. But you have another opportunity tonight because Blue Bloods is in rerun tonight on CBS. But let's start with romance since we were talking about that. 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, brand new tonight on TLC. Can people get married after 90 days? I don't know. It takes me like 90 years. Double Dare is new tonight on Nickelodeon at 8 o'clock. Yes, I'm sorry, what?
No, I was going to comment on my marital status, but I think I'll leave it. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Keep chugging along here.
Lifetime has a new episode of The Closer. That's at 8 o'clock, another episode, followed by that at 9, so you can check it out. Now, let's see, what else have we got tonight? Ancient Aliens Declassified. I might check that out. That's new on the History Channel. That's at 8 o'clock, and it runs all night, a three-hour spectacular. Brand new episode of our favorite show, Cash Cab, on Discover.
Jennifer said we were wondering about whether we ought to do the TV report. And I decided we needed to give it more time because there are a lot of good stories in here. And she said, but I feel so badly about talking about Cash Cab all the time. But it is. It's kind of a fun show.
New episodes. Yeah, that's
frankly.
Right. Double Dare is also new today.
What I want to know is, though, hold the show.
Yeah.
Jennifer, where's Gigi Hadid? Isn't she on TV someplace tonight?
I don't think so. I don't think she's an actress, is she? Have you ever seen
Gigi Hadid? She's not normally on TV.
She's like a model.
Yeah. Have you ever seen her, Doug? Because you would obviously say she's way too skinny if you saw her.
Yeah, no, I have seen her. And the Hadid, I don't even understand how these people become. The only reason I think they're well-known is because of their name. Everybody, okay, there's an interesting name. Gigi Hadid.
And they're rich.
What's her all about? Yeah, why did she get... How come she's rich, though?
Her mother.
Another Kardashian.
It's her mother and her and her sister and all that.
It's the Kardashian, that whole thing about...
Well, and her stepdaddy was David Foster, who's marrying Catherine McPhee. Now, apparently, they want to have a family.
Well, we knew that was
right
thing to do. Yeah. She's probably pregnant already, maybe. All right, CW, Masters of Illusion is new tonight at 8 o'clock on PBS, The Great British Baking Show. That's at 9 o'clock.
Oh, and, you know it was on PBS last night also, excuse me? The story.
I gave her a whole segment so she could get through this, and it's worse than ever.
No, wait, just calm down, would you please? The Life of Dogs was on PBS last night, and it was the most sensitive, loving. It was actually a number of stories about a number of dogs who had aided. And it did.
You and Daisy sit there.
Very sweet.
Eating popcorn,
yeah, Daisy was
watching.
Sitting in my lap. Hi, Jennifer, would you please finish after all these
finally,
interruptions?
Finally, on ABC, it's an actual almost new night on ABC. They've got a new episode of Quantico at 8 o'clock, followed by What Would You Do at 9, and a brand new episode of 2020. How about that?
2020 is boring. 48 Hours is boring. Those shows are boring.
Quantico,
not a bad show.
What Would You Do? What Would You Do deals with a lot of parenting issues, a lot of things about kids.
Oh, yeah.
They're
I saw
set people up for that.
In response to the question, what would you do if your body was loaded with parasites, you had an unhealthy colon, you had lots of gas, and you were really feeling badly, what would you do if that were the case? Well, I'm going to help you understand what you ought to do. This is for your consideration, Life Change Tea. Brewing some more, Victoria, right now, as a matter of fact. Because I want to keep my liver clean, my kidneys clean, my colon clean. You will do the same. You'll be cleansing the chemicals from those outside intruders, those hot dogs that you've been eating this week. Got to clean your entire digestive system because it's all prepared stuff and it's got all kinds of preservatives in it, and it's really bad. So, to experience cleaner, healthier, younger-looking skin and feel better all across the board, what you need to do is go on to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com, one word, GetTheTea.com. You can't buy this Life Change Tea in the store. You have to go online, GetTheTea.com. Get ready to feel better and be better. Drink it every day, a cup a day. Go to GetTheTea.com, use the discount code DJV, and it'll get shipped to you without cost. So free shipping, GetTheTea.com. It's a fabulous way for you to cleanse that body of yours. Make sure your body is like a temple, right? You want it to be like a temple? Solid as a rock, clean, clear through, and deodorized too. All that good stuff. Nutrition from tea, Life Change Tea, at GetTheTea.com. 10 minutes for the hour here on the Friday DJV program.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist
specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Our Tech Talk time here on the, well, let's see, what do we have? Let's just say we're going to be a reviewing section of the technology studies this past week. And our section head is Victoria Keelan, who studies all of this. So we're going to go through the top five tech stories of the week, starting with number five, Amazon. Amazing Amazon and what they have Amazon for you this week. Yes, Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon had some different news this week. If you have $10,000 and you want to be your own boss, Amazon says they've got a deal for you. They started this week. You can apply to have your very own small business delivering Amazon Prime packages in Amazon-branded vans and uniforms. And so the company wants to help launch small businesses in the U.S. They're dedicated to also to veterans. They have set aside, I think, close to $1 million to specifically recruit and help military veterans become their delivery partners. And so this is kind of an interesting idea. The initial $10,000 goes to helping people start an independent business, and it has to begin with at least 5 delivery vans, and then you ramp up to 20 vans over an undisclosed period of time. That is sort of the way they have this deal structured. They say that the business owners will be able to make as much as $300,000 in profit a year running a full-sized fleet of 40 vans and managing 100 employees. And so Amazon is now taking applications for this, logistics.amazon.com, if you want to apply for it, and they plan to bring on board hundreds of new small businesses over the next year. And essentially, what you're going to be doing is you're the final leg, so Amazon gets the packages to the nearest sorting center, wherever you live. And then your vans go and pick up the packages, and you're the final delivery leg to people's front doors or in their trunks and things like that. So it's kind of an interesting idea. $10,000 for a startup is really not a lot of money either.
No.
If you want to get going
to own a small business.
Get
for that. Okay, number four on our list, Apple and Bluetooth AirPods. This is an interesting combination.
Yeah, this is very interesting. So the AirPods that are the wireless little earbuds that you see stuck in everybody's ears, they now have an interesting new feature that will launch this fall when iOS 12 launches. You can actually use AirPods as a hearing assistance device. And so if you're someone who doesn't need to wear hearing aids all the time, but in loud, you know, restaurants or loud environments, concerts, things like that, if you have trouble hearing, you can actually use your AirPods as in the listen live assistance mode, you can actually use them as sort of a makeshift hearing aid, and your iPhone becomes basically the microphone on your iPhone becomes the directional microphone. So if you're sitting at a table with a group of people at a loud restaurant and you can't really hear someone at the other end of the table, all you do is switch your AirPods into listen live mode, and you aim your phone at whomever is talking, and that becomes an amplification of the conversation. So it's kind of a cool feature. And if you already have the AirPods and if you have an iPhone, it's free to activate. So that'll be coming this fall.
Number three on our list of tech stories focuses on the 4th of July and how it was different in terms of fireworks or maybe other items, that drone show.
Drones had a big week, yeah. Towns in California, Colorado, and Arizona who are facing another season of drought and some are still facing active wildfires, instead of having fireworks for the 4th of July, they use drones. And so if we all remember Lady Gaga's Super Bowl halftime show, she had a really cool drone component. The Winter Olympics in South Korea, those choreographed drone shows were really cool. And so that's what they did this year. And so there are some ups and downs. You know, the drones can only fly in winds that are up to 18 miles per hour, and they're a little expensive, but I think we're going to see more of this in the future.
All right, number two, a focus on these no-good SOBs at AT&T.
Yep.
If you believe you fell for that swamp dust about the, let's put AT&T together with Time Warner, everybody would be better off. What a joke that is. Go ahead,
right,
Victoria.
Well, the prices, yeah, starting July 26th for new customers, DirecTV's prices are $5 more, and your cell phone bill is probably going to go up about $2 in administrative fees.
Yeah. Number one, Samsung problems.
Bad news for Samsung owners this week. Some of the devices are randomly sending your camera roll photos to your contacts without your permission and without you even knowing about it. So you have to call 1-800-SAMSUNG. They're telling everybody, let them know if you have this problem. If someone texts you back saying, hey, you sent all of your pictures to me, then make sure you call Samsung.
All right. Hello, Samsung. This is Doug Steffen. I have a problem. Your phone sucks. What do I do? 59 past the hour.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.